Welcome back, agents, to another episode of Prime Tips. This time we're talking about scoring again, MU, and how do you calculate MU, and we found out that it's still a bit of a mystery. I had a couple of things that said, hey, here's how you can give an estimate of what MU you should get when you throw these fields. I put it to the test, and it doesn't live up. So we're going to look at why that doesn't live up and a couple of things that might play a part in figuring out MU and how you can score better MU. So my methodology was, first I would get some scores, repeatable scores, and then work backwards with the equation that they gave me and see if I came up with the same answer. So what I did, as you can kind of see here, I had five fields that I threw the exact same way. Threw them one time, let it decay, threw it a second time, got the same MU count the second time. So I'm verifying that these scores that I have are accurate scores. Now, looking at where we actually threw two of the anchors on the west side all stayed the same. Now, two of the anchors in this area, there's not a whole lot there. That's a pretty rural area. About the only thing that's there is a graveyard and a church. So those areas, again, smaller area because they were closer to the anchors, but also there's just not a whole lot there. The other three anchors are in an area that is a little more populated, an area of like 12,000 people. So this one has a bigger population density. And from what we understand, the scoring in the MU comes from not only the area that you cover, but the population density underneath that cover. And in some respects, some say that it could also be that it's more advantageous to anchor in a highly populated area, dense area. We're going to kind of look at the reason why that might be, but I can't say exactly. So that was our methodology that we were looking at. And the statistics that we came up with didn't match up. So the idea was, they said that if you take the population that's underneath that field in that area and 2/3 of that, so multiply it by 66.6, I rounded it up to 67%, they said that should give you an estimate of the MU score. When I did that, I didn't come up with anything close. My ranges were anywhere from 80% to 90%. So it went up and down. So that really doesn't play out very well. So why is that? Well, some of that might have to do with how it figures out the population and how it does mapping. And so we have to get in, we have to start talking a little bit about S2 cells. And again, I don't want to really get into it too deep because honestly, I can't get into it too deep. I don't understand it completely. But basically, the S2 system is a mapping system that was created by Google and a couple other people that is a very accurate representation of a three-dimensional area, our globe, on a two-dimensional representation, which would be a computer screen or a piece of paper. They do this by cutting it into sections. So the S0, or the zero level for S2 cells, are there six of those sections. Like basically you take a die, a cube, and then you extrude the earth out to those cubes, and then your edges match up exactly so you won't be missing things like other maps might do. Those S2 cells, as the number of that level goes up in number, the size of that goes down. So you have smaller and smaller squares that all match together. So you can kind of see here that if I draw a rectangle on an S2 mapper, it's going to give me different size squares or different size S2s, cells that are represented by that. So some of them are larger. So that one, that might be, say, an S. I'm going to guess that's probably an S20, an S19, and an S17 size 17. So the part of the mystery is we know that when we draw a triangle, we're not going to get those squares. You know, basic geometry, a square doesn't fit a triangle or a triangle fit in a square exactly. So there's got to be some kind of prorating or something going on. So we'll look a little bit at that. So if you look at where the population is, you have to get an area and get the population. So one of the things that they suggested, the people that were saying, pull your numbers here, is to use CEDAC, S-E-D-A-C, Population Estimation Service from NASA, which is really nice. You can draw in a shape, in this case, a field, and it will tell you how many people are under that field that live in there. And it gives you different time periods, so 2000, 2010, 2020. And from my understanding is that the scoring, if it hasn't changed, is based on the 2010 United States Census. I don't know about the rest of the world. So I'm able to get a count of people in my largest field, which would be 6,766. But when I do the math, that doesn't quite match up. So let's look at the S2 cells a little bit. Now, to do that, I actually have to borrow from Pogo players who borrowed from Ingress, a little plugin called Pokemon Settings. And so what you can do is you can set different level S2 cells. So I'm going to set one to 6, and I'll set another one to 10. So my outer is 6, my inner is 10. And you can kind of now see how those show up. So why I picked 6 is if I pull out here, 6 is the size of a regional score. So if I turn off that 6, I'll turn that to none, you can see that there's a light outline. Let's turn that to none so you can see what's going on here. You can see those yellow outlines. So those are regional scores. So if I set that S2 to 6, that equals that particular size. So I'm pretty sure that size 6 of S2 is a regional score. But what's that have to do with figuring out MU and scoring? Well, if we look at where our fields were at, or actually are still at, you'll notice that when I look at an S10 or S2 cell that's size 10 grid, I have one cell that is completely in that field. So my guess is that they start with the largest size and get the population from that largest size. And now we have to go down and we have, okay, let's do south of that. That's not quite the size. So let's change that to a size 11. And now 11, I have a number of ones that fit in there. So I can pull the population from those 11s. I don't have to do any math, so to say, to figure out the percentage of population that's in that, because it may not be distributed that way. So let's get up and look in the actual city itself. We'll get to the end of our tip, and you'll notice that now that I'm looking at that S11 cell, that's way too big. So let's take that down to like 16. And now you can see that, okay, on 16, I've got a lot of smaller cells. So it jumps down to S16, and I can pull the numbers off of those. But even then, when I'm up at the point of the spear, so to say, when I'm at the end, I have some of these that still are not full size. So I can jump all the way down to 20. And I'll have to zoom in to get the 20 to work. And so when I get to size 20, I get pretty much most of all the triangle. So I'm thinking that's what it has that it's doing, is that it's figuring out the population that's under those cells and going from the largest to the smallest and then adding it all up. Now, that may also be some explaining of why sometimes if you get a field that is just a little bit bigger than the field behind it, you might actually get a smaller MU count. In those cases, what you might be looking at is, let's say for this one here, it's a pretty good, decent example. So you can see that I'm in one S2 cell here. So I get that particular one and I get this particular one. But if the population in this one off the end of the tip and this one off the top is markedly less, it goes into the average. So we're averaging the population divided by the number of S2 cells represented. So now I got two more cells, but if I got zero population in those two added cells, that number is actually going to go down. So there'll be times that you might see a little bigger field with less MU. And that's because you're getting into that area that's less population. So you've got a greater area, but the population doesn't increase as much as the area increased. Therefore, the score is not going to go up. So the stats themselves, you take a look at it here. I noticed that I had a big jump between my second and my third layer, and probably most of that is because the second layer was, again, out in a rural area. There wasn't much by way of population. The third, fourth, and fifth were anchored inside of a larger city, and of course the area is bigger as well. But you notice that square kilometers, I only went up about 55 square kilometers, and my score more than doubled. Whereas, it went up another two, and it went up quite a bit, just two more square kilometers from between three and four. So that seems to indicate that, either that population or the S2 cells or something's a little bit different there. But you can see if I try the two-thirds, that the actual score for the first one was 2,197 MU. The 67% gave me an estimation of 1,057, nowhere near what it's supposed to be. And you can see that they all came up rather short. So the population density went up a little bit, from about 30 people per square kilometer to 42 on the last one. So there's something there that's a little bit different. Now, something that might be of interest is those S2 cells and how many are there. The level 1 S2 cell, which is 24 of those cells in the world, is kind of picture having the globe and expanding it out into, say, a dodecahedron, or actually it's a dodecagonal bipyramid, 24-sided dice. But you can see that 24 different squares or shapes were used. We go down to level 6, there's 24,000 of those squares. So if you ever wanted to know how many regional scores are there on the globe, there should be, if it represents 6 straight out, there should be 24,000 of those squares globally. When you get down to what I think is the smallest size that they use, which is a size 20 or a level 20 S2, there's 7 trillion of those. So that gives you a pretty good degree of accuracy. But we still don't know that formula, how they figure it out. So in the end, if you're wanting to estimate what you're going to get, the big thing is still you want to look where you're throwing from and to. If you can anchor in a city, a population area, you're probably going to get more MU for two reasons. One is you're increasing the population density. The second one is, and some people argue this point, I still think that you get more from anchoring inside that city than opposing to going outside the city and getting the entire city. Again, that's because when I get outside that city, I'm bringing in more of those S2 cells that do not have any population. That brings down the average, and my MU score does go down. So just a lot of guesses for me today. I hope that you get out in the field and not only take your guesses, but make some throws. See ya. You want to keep Prime Tips coming your way? Then consider becoming a Prime Tips supporter. For as little as a buck a month, you can support Prime Tips as we give you new ways to enjoy Ingress and your Ingress Prime scanner. So throw us a buck or two. We can use it for important things like gas, food, frackers, and most importantly, creating Prime Tips podcast and videos. That's right, I said videos. Every Prime Tip audio podcast has a Prime Tips video to go with it because, you know, sometimes it's just easier to see something done instead of hearing how something's done. So, become a Prime Tips supporter. Visit bit.ly/PrimeTipsSupport. That's bit.ly/capital PRIME, capital TIPS, capital SUPPORT. And to watch our videos, go to bit.ly/PrimeTipsVideo. That's bit.ly/capital PRIME, capital TIPS, capital VIDEO. Check the show notes for these and other Prime Tips links. Thanks.